Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So we let things off today on WEEI Afternoons with some comments about the Patriots' number one wide receiver. I put that in air quotes, Stephon Diggs. We heard a little bit from both Josh McDaniels and Drake May. So let's revisit where it's going with Diggs as the number one receiver.
Behind the scenes, Steph. He's a great teammate. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, he's fire on game day. You see him. You see him even in practice. He wants to bring it. He's a leader, and I think he wants the ball. And I think I got to do my part of trying to get to him more. And then from there, you know, still being honest with throwing to the right guy, but getting him the football, and he's trying to do all the right things and showing up every day.
And I haven't heard Steph say one thing about I need the ball ever, you know. That is not something that I've ever heard. And I honestly, that would surprise me if he did. I mean, Steph, whether he's out there blocking, you know, running routes, catching a ball, you know, whatever it is, he does his job the best he can. And I don't think there's been any pressure applied to our quarterback to do anything other than the right thing.
So without being prompted, Drake May said, yeah, I got to get the ball to Steph Diggs more. And Josh McDaniels said, I've never heard him say, I'd be surprised if he said that. Would any of us be surprised? Have you not seen Steph Diggs on the sideline in the past or have any recollection of his history in Buffalo and Minnesota?
I don't blame him for not bringing that stuff. What are they going to say? Yeah, I know how he's been in the past, but here, he's been, you know what? I like the fact that it's been pretty quiet. Like, mm-hmm. Just, you know, I'd like them to be a little bit noisier on the football field.
Other than he apparently is going to be a father with Cardi B.
Okay, right. But the drama, there was more drama with him back in March and April than there is. And that's what I want. I want less drama in the season, more drama in the offseason.
Fitzy, do we expect this role to, well, I'll just open-ended. Where do we see Steph Diggs' role going? More plays down the field, just settle into this underneath role? Where do we see this this going?
The flats, the middle, the spaces where the plays that need to be made to keep drives alive and occasionally score some touchdowns. I don't think he's got the same speed that he had 4 or 5 years ago, not just because Father Time catches up to all, but the guy's still coming off the ACL injury. And yeah, sure, he is 31 years old. That doesn't mean he can't be a super effective receiver. And, you know, he's growing into his role. It'll be a little bit different for the Patriots, but thus far, so long as he gets some targets and is part of the game plan in a viable capacity, he's not being a noisemaker. I wouldn't be surprised if he averages 5 to 8 targets and 4 to 6, 7 catches a game. He's not going to have a 10, 11, 12 game for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns anytime soon. I think all parties probably knew that before they designed the first game plan of the season.
I think we're just hoping for every now and then, like something deep just to see if he got it. But it's so far, I think he's averaging the lowest amount of yards per catch in his career. But What are, you make catches on fourth down. You get open versus zone. You have a connection with the quarterback. Give me, you know, anywhere from 50 to 70 yards a week. I'll take that.
So just to put this in perspective, Stephon Diggs leads the Patriots with 12 targets. That's one more than Hunter Henry, who has 11. He leads the Patriots with 10 receptions. That is two more than Travion Henderson. And he's third with 89 receiving yards. That is behind Ramondre Stevenson and Kayshon Booty. So he's in the mix. He's not atop the food chain. I mean, if he wanted to be argumentative, maybe he goes, hey, gee, the running back caught more passes than me last week. Or, he was targeted the same amount. But I haven't gotten that vibe. I really haven't. You know, I do think it's interesting that Drake May brought it up in his press conference. But I have not gotten any vibe that Stephon Diggs seems annoyed. And yes, Ted, he's at 8.9 yards per catch, which is low. But I do go back to earlier in his career in Minnesota, when he was working with Adam Thielen, his yards per catch were lower there. And I actually thought that might be who he was. Then he got to Buffalo. It kind of blew up. He became the guy. So maybe this goes a little bit back to his roots, or maybe this is just a result of the Patriots offense. Whatever.
I don't look, he doesn't have Adam Thielen across from him.
No, he does not.
So I was hoping, I would hope for a little bit more production considering you don't have Adam Thielen on the roster. But I get your point. Your point's well taken.
And he probably doesn't know, and they probably don't know. That's the other thing. We're making these grand extrapolations off of two games, two very different football games, right? And we'll see where this – and I'm just going to stay positive that I wasn't sure he'd be on the field at this point, never mind leading the team in targets.
So I hear you. So we're playing with house money,
yep,
so to speak.
Absolutely.
I like the completion percentage to him, you know, where the completion percentage to DeMario Douglas, three catches on eight targets?
Yeah, not a great.
You know, 10 of 12. So he's been targeted 12 times, 10 catches. That means – that the quarterback and the receiver are seeing things the same way.
Or even compared to Hunter Henry. He has five catches on 11 targets. The efficiency
that's
is not
surprising.
And we thought coming into the year, tight end is the quarterback's best friend. They have a relationship. They have working history, the whole thing. That has not been as efficient as you'd probably like it to be. We did speak early in the show with our Patriots coordinator of the week. It was special teams coach Jeremy Springer. Reminder, next Friday, Patriots Friday, we'll talk to Josh McDaniels about the glorious game plan he puts together against the Steelers this Sunday. But we talked about the roller coaster that was the special teams. Like, lots of highs, lots of lows, and if you like entertainment, get your popcorn with Jeremy Springer's special teams. That was a roller coaster for you and your guys last week.
The negatives, you definitely don't want to happen, but they do happen sometimes. And what I was really proud of, to be honest with you, how our guys just kept their composure. You know, even, you know, early in the first quarter, missing two kicks, you know, giving them that punt return was critical and just something you don't want to give up as a coordinator and never want that to happen. But I thought our guys still just kept their composure and kept fighting. It was a boxing match. They kept swinging. And, you know, at the very end of the game, they made some plays to help our team win the game. And that's all you can ask for in this league is you have opportunity to win at the end of the game and is your guys help. And I thought our guys did that. And I was really proud of them.
Kind of, except for that bad kickoff where you missed the landing zone. And as Giardi said, it's massive. How did you miss the landing zone? It's a huge part of the field. I will say the one thing this team has proven basically from day one is they can return the football. Kickoffs, punt return, like that is, Fitzy, that's a weapon for this football team moving forward.
And it was really, really helpful. That's why these coordinator interviews, you might think, oh, God, really? I got to listen to them talk to the coordinators. Like, we've learned a ton about football. Yeah, we learned a ton about football during the build-up, the breakdown, TED Talk, etc. But we learn a ton from these coordinator conversations on Fridays because 2 weeks ago, Springer took us into how now with the new landing zones and the dynamic kickoff, it's not 11-on-11 anymore. He said it's an oversized running play, which is why you're not seeing slender, more fleet of foot, slight-framed guys back there, but rather running backs. And the Patriots have two running backs who are dynamic, that have wide receiver skills, breakaway speed, and can take it between the tackles and the outside in Gibson and now Travion Henderson as well. Like, this is an area of strength for the Patriots that they can continue to lean on. That play last week, like, I hope in December when we're looking at this team on a potential postseason path going, man, remember how huge that friggin' run back was by Gibson? That was awesome.
But I think you need more consistency in the kicking game. Like, that is not a way to live. Missing a couple PATs, then missing the landing zone, giving up a punt. Decent teams, even if you're not a good team, I don't want to say, oh, you're going to be a 12-win team, whatever. decent teams do not give up those kinds of plays consistently in the kicking game. I just definitely don't think not. You can win. I don't think if you're going to be a 9-8 team, you can't keep finding ways to have those mistakes.
We need the special. Can the special teams be a weapon for the first time in a long time?
That's been a while.
It's been a long time since they've been, you know, where you'd say value add to the team. It's been below average special teams play for a long time around here.
And I wonder, this is a question on the fly here, Ted. Is that because the bottom of the roster isn't as good? Just as simple as, like, your player 35 through 53 isn't as talented? I mean, we see it. They cut guys, and they don't even get signed anywhere.
Yeah, I think the coaching, and I'm sorry, Joe Judge. I mean, I think Jeremy Springer's a good coach.
I do too.
So they had a good special teams last year. They have one that's okay, inconsistent this year, but they ran one back already. So, and they ran one back in preseason, even though it counts. We still remember that. So I think they're turning things around, but it's also quality of your roster and quality of coaching is what. And then your field goal kicker has to be better.
I was going
to
say, quality of your kicker.
And your kicker. So.
You drafted a kicker. Yeah. I'm sure he was involved in that decision to draft the kicker. I'm sure he gave his opinion in the scouting report on Andy Borogalis, and he has him. But he has to be better for them to be better, Fitzy.
You got no excuses. Also, this Sunday, it's going to be a high of 68, partly sunny, no wind factoring in. Like, it's just literally going to be an L.L. Bean catalog, like first day of fall type of affair at Gillette. So all conditions favor whatever kind of game both teams anticipate playing.
We got to force more punts. We only had three punt returns in two games.
Yeah.
And Marcus Jones is averaging. You want to have an average of 10 or more. If you can average, you know, around 11 or 12 yards per punt return, that's really good. Right now we're at 8 with only three punt returns.
The question of the week, with the Patriots is a simple one, but no one seems to have a simple answer. I asked Curran yesterday, Christian Gonzalez going to play? I don't know. I think he said, I don't know, five times in that answer. Mego on Six Rings thinks he is going to play. We asked Mike Giardi, Christian Gonzalez, his availability for Sunday. What is it?
My guess is if he plays, it's going to be on a limited basis. You know, like, we hadn't practiced since July 28th until Wednesday. We got to see four periods of him on Wednesday and Thursday, and, like, he didn't do anything on Wednesday, really. Ran in a straight line for a little bit in warm-ups. Thursday, a little bit more activity. But, again, like, is he in football shape? I would doubt that. So, like, wouldn't it make sense to just sort of slowly break him in if he does play?
It'd make a hell of a lot more sense.
Can you slowly break in against DK?
If you play zone, I think
you could play 12 to 15 plays or something. You
wouldn't play him?
I would not play him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ted, what about 12 plays? He can pull his hamstring in one play. If it's the right, you know, if they throw to his guy and he makes a break, and he's being out leveraged, he's gonna tear it again. I don't think that's a smart way to do it. Here's what I would maybe consider doing: if you're gonna put him out there, okay, put him on their second best receiver, and maybe take your chance with that and double team DK Metcalf with two other guys.
Same, I like it.
If you, you know what I mean? Don't put him on the best receiver. Put him on their second or third best receiver and double team the best receiver.
I also think he would appreciate that because this, let's look big picture. This is a guy that has aspirations of a $150 million contract, all pro. And whether he's healthy or not, if you put him out there and just line him up across from DK Metcalf and he gets embarrassed, yeah. We remember that. Whether he's healthy or not, and he'll remember that. Other people will remember, that'll be clips. It makes the rounds. So, yeah, if he's out there, does it matter that it is the beginning of the season? What I mean by that, is it different that he's missed a month plus before even playing a game than if he had played a month, missed a month, comes back?
I think it matters more. Okay. People look at it differently.
Yeah.
And I think more negatively.
Yes. Yeah, that fits.
Yeah, Andy, just checking in from the stats and research department. It's not a big deal. DK Metcalf just averages 7 catches for 110 yards and a touchdown in each game against the Pats.
Yeah, Carlton Davis, this is why we pay you the big bucks. You'll have a little help. Hawkins will be over there. The eraser, Woodson, your nickname's the eraser. Bring a big eraser because you got a big challenge in DK Metcalf. But I agree. I'm not sure Gonzalez is going to play at all, and I definitely don't want to see him out on an island. He can get embarrassed, and you're right. He could push it beyond what he wants to because that's one of the fastest players in the NFL. I don't like that. It's a recipe that I don't like.
But you know what? The tight ends are very productive for the Steelers, and then the middle linebackers having trouble tagging. Maybe put them on a tight end.
Jonnu.
Put them on Jonnu. I mean, Jonnu killed the Patriots last year. Two games, 14 catches, 149 yards, and a touchdown. I think that could be a better cover for him in some respects.
So the Patriots game is on Sunday. We got a few days to percolate on that, and later in the show we will make our picks not only for the pick six around the NFL, that's up next, but also our picks for the Patriots game. But we got a big baseball game tonight in Tampa Bay. Garrett Crochet on the mound. 3-game series with the Rays. Must-win game, must-sweep series. We had our guy Rob Bradford on the show earlier, and he kind of brought his level of concern to the masses. Should I be concerned about the Red Sox right now? Where is your worry meter? I put out a poll the other day after the loss to the A's. It was, you're worried, you're really effing worried, or they're toast. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
I think you're worried. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing slightly above your worried, but I would still go with your worried.
You're not really effing worried yet?
No. Here's the thing, is that right now they're a playoff team. They own the tiebreaker over Cleveland. Right now, as we sit here, you should be worried. You should absolutely be worried because this is not like other times where they've had downturns. This is not like other times where they say, oh, well, what are we going to do? The lineup is thinned out more than ever. And when I say thinned out more than ever, I not only mean in terms of Anthony injuries, Abreu injuries, but I'm talking about the fact that Alex Bregman's OPS this month is about 4.5. You know, you cannot have that. The fact that Jaron Duran, if you put him up against a lefty pitcher, it's not going to usually be a good situation. The fact that you don't really have a whole lot of other guys in that lineup who can do the offense that they are planning to do, which is keep the line moving. They don't hit home runs. You got to keep the line moving. You got to play small ball, but you can only do that if guys get hits and you keep the line moving. The other part about it, the last thing is that, yeah, you know, they've dug themselves out of holes before, but they haven't dug themselves out of holes where they're watching a scoreboard, where they're having everyone talk about this like we are. All of this pressure is being put on a lot of people who have never experienced this type of pressure. That's why I think tonight's game is so huge.
So the poll that I referenced there, that Rob wanted something a little bit past worried, but not as high as really effing worried. Well, neither of those were the winner of the poll because I just got the update via Twitter because I posted that yesterday after the Red Sox game. 41% of Red Sox fans think they are, quote, toast. They are a done baseball team, dead team walking. Is that accurate? Is that too high?
I think that's probably, I can understand why there's, let me just say, I understand why it's as high as it is.
Fitzy, too much?
Yeah, I understand. I understand the angst in the nation as well. There's not anybody, have you guys talked to friends, Andy, all the local coaches and pals on the South Coast, Ted, anywhere you've gone where people are like, ah, don't worry about it, they'll be fine. I haven't heard anyone say that in weeks.
So the Red Sox suck. Can we get some context when I say that? I
mean, no, that's not how the drops
like
work.
which is, yeah, I mean, most people you ask about the season, and it's more, if there was one phrase I've probably heard more in living in Boston in the last 25 years, more than any other, it's, you know, when I'd ask people how the Red Sox, Teddy, they'll find a way to screw it up. That was always the phrase that I heard. And so I'm hearing that now more than ever. But when you ask Bradford if he was worried, he's like, no, they're a playoff team. Yeah, the third playoff team with a game and a half lead, buddy. It's
right
not like
now.
They're the first playoff team right now. They're the third hanging on by a thread.
And the one thing I do agree with him, and I've said, like, Cleveland can't keep winning at this rate. Can they?
Can they?
I don't think they can.
They won 8 in a row, like 12 out of 13.
They can't.
They can't.
It would be a remarkable end to the Dan Ball thinks so. Go ahead,
well,
Dan.
Well, no, I mean, momentum's a very infectious thing. I mean, if they're feeling it right now, then who's to say that they can't?
Yeah. Their
lineup blows, and that Jones and Kiefer are talking about that. They have four guys under 200 in their lineup, and they're still winning games.
And they've won like 13 of 15, and if we say they're going to, say, go 7-2 in the final, so are they going to go 20 whatever?
I mean,
like,
they got cupcakes at the end of the year too.
I know,
and the Red Sox very much do not, which worries me a lot.
Right. Yeah,
correct.
You should be worried. You should absolutely
thank
be
you,
worried.
Rob.
My man.
Thanks, Bradford.
Rob gave you the permission. Dan Ball is sitting on a hot take. I'm just going to tease it as that. We're not using it now.
Oh,
but Dan Ball.
But you want to hear it when it come back?
Very, very. Nope. We're going to long tease this into next week. After the weekend series in Tampa Bay, Dan Ball has the take of all hot takes that he feels more sure about now than he ever has.
Oof.
We're going to talk about that next week. We're going to put Dan Ball in the spotlight.
Sure, everyone's going to remember that tease next week.
It's a long tease. Yeah, they want long
the
tease.
The host sure
updating
won't.
Vertical. Updating horizontal. Google Calendar. Dan
good call, Dan Ball.
Yeah,
Dan Ball, remind me of the tease I made on Friday next week so that I can tee you up for what you need.
Okay. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.